From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. President Obama's speech last night to a gay civil rights advocacy group was interrupted by many standing ovations, but thousands set to march on Capitol Hill today are demanding full equality. NPR's Allison Keyes has the story.
The president vowed to fulfill his campaign promise and end the ban on homosexuals openly serving in the military. He also said he's pushing hard to pass an inclusive employee non-discrimination bill.
Nobody in America should be fired because they're gay, despite doing a great job and meeting their responsibilities. It's not fair. It's not right. We're going to put a stop to it.
And the president vowed to back his nominees, a reference that may have been about Kevin Jennings, the head of the Office of Safe and Drug-Free Schools.
And it's for this reason that if any of my nominees are attacked, not for what they believe, but for who they are, I will not waver in my support.
Jennings, who is openly gay, has been the target of conservatives who say he is unfit to safeguard the nation's schools and children. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
Among the scheduled speakers at today's National Equality Rally in Washington will be Dan Choi, an activist who was expelled from the Army after he publicly stated he's gay. At a rally in Fresno, California in May, Choi said the military's Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy must be ended.
I've served under Don't Ask, Don't Tell for a decade now, but I joined because I heard a leader say, ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. But gay soldiers are slapped in the face and said, don't ask, don't tell. Well, I know that asking doesn't work. I'm not asking anymore. I am telling. Asking is over. I'm telling.
Today's march and rally take place approximately 30 years after the first march on Washington for gay rights. The army in Pakistan has ended a 24-hour siege by militants of its headquarters in Rawalpindi. Commandos stormed the building at dawn. They freed more than 40 hostages. Four suspected attackers and three hostages were killed in the operation. Ali Makbul reports from Islamabad.
After more than 20 hours, the attack on one of the most sensitive targets in Pakistan finally seems to be over. At around dawn on Sunday, commandos launched an operation to free the hostages who were being held within the army's main headquarters. Officials said one of the hostage takers had been wearing an explosives belt. Although some of the hostages died during the rescue mission, the army says the majority were unharmed and are claiming the operation as a success. Many Pakistanis are awaiting answers as to how attackers could strike at the very heart of the military establishment in the first place.
The BBC's Ali Makbul in Islamabad. A teacher died when a bus carrying dozens of high school band students from Utah veered off an interstate and crashed in Idaho last night. A preliminary investigation shows the bus driver had a medical condition that caused the accident. Some students were airlifted to a nearby hospital. This is NPR. Many of America's most prominent economists have gathered for their annual convention in St. Louis to discuss the outlook for the economy and economic policy. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
The National Association for Business Economics has had some eventful meetings over the years. On the morning of September 11, 2001, NABE members were at the Marriott World Trade Center Hotel when two terrorist-piloted jets plowed into the Twin Towers, dooming the hotel and radically altering the economic landscape, among other things. The group of forecasters and policy mavens hopes nothing that dramatic happens this time, but there has been enough economic and financial trauma over the past 2 years to test their analytic skills. Today, St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank President James Bullard will lead off a series of speeches by top policymakers. Tomorrow, the NABE will release its forecast for the rest of this year and next year. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner in St. Louis.
Pope Benedict XVI recognized five new Catholic saints today. Hundreds of Hawaiians were among the thousands of pilgrims gathered in St. Peter's Square to honor Father Damien, the Belgian priest who worked with leprosy patients on an isolated Hawaiian island in the 19th century. The other newly recognized saints are two Spanish religious figures, a French nun, and a Polish bishop. The Pope says the five became saints by going against the flow of society. In baseball, the Los Angeles Dodgers finished their three-game sweep of the St. Louis Cardinals with a 5-1 victory last night before a stunned audience at Busch Stadium. The Dodgers will be headed to the National League Championship Series for the second straight year. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.